It is time to bring in the man with a plan, and that is Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall, and everybody. No big deal weather-wise, folks. It's really very, very calm. Don't see any severe weather. Nothing out of the ordinary. So a little bit of sun today, maybe a stray shower. 70 will be the high, way below the average. Partly cloudy, 60 tonight. Then partly sunny, 85 to 90 Friday. Hazy and humid, 85 to 90 Saturday. And hazy and humid with the chance of a thunderstorm and near 90 again on Sunday. So typical August weather. We are in the dog days. The dog days end next Wednesday, the 11th.
Uh-huh. So, that's when they end?
That's when they end.
Gosh, it feels like it just started.
Yeah, well, I know you would like that, but no, they end on the 11th.
All right. So, but we're in the dog days now, and once again, the more and more you speak, the better it looks for, our class of 1971 reunion this weekend in Falls Village.
Yeah, I really don't see too much of a problem, except for a chance of a thunderstorm on Sunday.
Well, this is happening Saturday, so we're fine.
Yeah, you should be fine. I mean, you can never ever rule out a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
That's it. Nothing else to say.
Right. There's two tropical disturbances in the Atlantic, Southern Atlantic. One of them could become Fred. We'll just have to wait and watch. None of them are close to the United States through the weekend, so we don't have to worry about that through the weekend. Other than that, boy, I don't have much to watch.
Well, you know, here's where I go. I get a little crazy here. Yesterday, I think it was on CNN and a couple of other websites. Oh, the hurricane season is going to heat up now, definitely. I have not seen that from the National Weather Service or anybody. Are you or anybody else?
No, they're in the business of news, so they sometimes have to make it.
Yeah, but that's the real horrible thing about that. You know, it gets people worried about nothing. But there's no indication that it's going to. I mean, it might, but there's no indication now that it's going to heat up and become worse than they predicted.
No, and you know, it only goes to show that you know this time of the year, as you draw through August towards September, which is the peak of the hurricane season, of course it's got to heat up. So it's logical. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to say anything like that at all.
Yeah.
So there.
All right. All right. So now, have you gotten over the fact that you could have gotten something cheaper on Amazon? You know, that doesn't happen. Most of the time when you buy things on Amazon, they're more expensive on Amazon than if you go other places because you're paying for the convenience of getting it quickly.
Right.
And
right.
So for when I was looking there, I couldn't believe that the price difference was so much on Amazon from you, because normally Amazon, something like that, is far more expensive than getting it from where you got it from.
Yeah, and in a way, I'm glad that I ordered it from the local store near the cabin, you know, and it was Home Depot, so that this way, if there is a problem, it's local, and I know I'll probably get the service.
All right. Now, my question to you is, are you working yet on the winter forecast?
No.
But you got all this free time.
Yeah, it's true, but I'm working on the movie right now.
Oh, that's right.
And getting the script together. You know, I'm not that far in, maybe 6 minutes in, so I have a while to go. So I'm working on that first. And, you know, before we get to the winter forecast, you have a fall forecast.
Yeah, fall small. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know,
I'm more interested.
But we have to work on that. So, yeah, I have enough stuff going for me. No doubt about that.
Now, what movie are you doing again this year?
Blythe Spirit.
Uh-huh.
The one with Claudette Colbert and Lauren Bacall.
Okay, so you've mentioned two names that 60% of the people who probably listen to the radio don't know who they are.
Old-time actresses, great actresses.
Great actresses.
Great actresses.
And great names. Claudette Colbert, come on. What a great name.
Yeah.
And, of course, Lauren Bacall. Well, she was just an icon.
Right. And, you know, there were several attempts on that movie. The one in 1945 was, you know, the main one. And then the one with Claudette Colbert and Lauren Bacall, that was really the play, but it was seen on TV. So it was presented on TV as a play. And then I think there was another movie after that, and there was one in 2020, only last year, that came out. And, you know, that's good too, but it's certainly not like the old ones.
All right, so now Broadway is getting set to reopen in October. Are you going to make any plans to go see any shows?
Absolutely not. First of all, it's too expensive. Second of all, I don't like the seating. And third of all, I have no idea what's going to be happening with COVID.
What if Cher comes to the area with a big show?
I think I may have to say no to that, too.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Holy smokes for you not to go see Cher.
Yeah, I think so. But you notice she's not.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we're getting back into things here. The Ulster County Fair is underway. It started Tuesday. That's running in New Paltz. Once again, we have so much going on around here this weekend with things going on, with different events, most of them outdoors. Sharon Playhouse has shows on Friday and Saturday. Both won the outdoor stage and won their outdoor cabaret. But, you know, we here in this region are getting back into, there's a lot of things to do. And like I said, almost all of them are held outdoors. Like this weekend, we have the On the Green Arts and Crafts Fair on Saturday. 60 to 80 artists out there with their crafts. The Hotchkiss Library in Sharon is going to have the ceremony to start off their rebuilding a new wing on the library. That's happening. The Sharon Historical Society has events going on. But most of these events, and like tonight in Canaan, they have the Sunset Music Series, and that's outdoors. Most of these events are outdoors and give people the option. You know what I mean? So it's not quite like going into an enclosed place.
Right.
But it's still nice to see so many things going on. It really is.
Well, I think so. And, you know, we emailed the offices of the association. We're only $700 into the dance for this year, which is scheduled for September 18th. And we emailed them, and they're meeting tonight as to whether or not we should go forth. Because remember, dance is indoors.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I don't know what the association wants us to do, because if we were to go ahead and continue spending the money, printing and all of that stuff for invitations and the whole, and then we don't meet the criteria, which is a minimum of 75 people, we're going to wind up paying, the full price for. So I have no idea what they want us to do, so we're just waiting on them to see what they say.
Well, there's one thing that happened around here this weekend. It didn't hit me until this morning again when I checked to see if they caught the Sharon branch of Salisbury Bank and Trust was robbed the other day, okay? And this didn't hit me, and they put up pictures of the robber, okay? And, of course, the robber walked into the bank wearing what?
A mask.
And a mask from that right from under his eyes to his chin. I'm surprised that bank robberies haven't gone up, because now, you know, when you walk in, can you imagine 2 years ago walking to a bank with a mask on?
Yeah, right, you would stick out like a sore thumb.
They would have called the police right then. They would have been there before you got out of the building.
Right.
So I feel sorry for these people in banks and stuff, because it just dawned on me. They're in a really weird position.
Yeah, they really are.
And they haven't caught the guy yet. So anyway. Well, Pat, so I love hearing the forecast, and I loved hearing that we're going to be like summer-like through the weekend.
And yes, I forgot to tell you that our Anthony Martello became a father yesterday, 9-pound baby boy named Anthony.
9 pounds?
Yes.
God bless his wife.
Yeah.
9 pounds. Well, give him our best, okay?
I sure will.
All right, Pat, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.